ביימן דף חוף א' עמד בייס. Let us again start תושמע קציאס בדרך. Before we start, I'd like to mention the Teferes Yisrael Masechtes Maisres Perek Gimel Mishneh Daled Ois Yudayim explains there are different types of Te'enim. He says as follows, Te'enim kshenitlishu me'ilam ve'hein adayim retuvim. When you take off a Te'enim from an Ilon and it's still juicy, nikroim Te'enim. So this is called Te'enim. V'ksheinichoy achar kach al machzele shel gemilis yabesh. Afterwards, they used to put it on a mat that it should dry out. V'nikmetu k'tzas, and there starts to become wrinkles on the face of the Te'enim. The drying process had started. Nikroim k'tzias, and it's called k'tzias. Shenis yavshu legamri, when it's completely dry, dried up. Nikroim groigris, then it's called groigris. Shenidrisu yachad kika, and when it's pressed together, we have these dried out groigris, which are pressed together. Nikroim dvela. So now we know, Devela, Groigris, Ktiyes are all Teinim, but there are Teinim in different Matzovim. Now, Toshma, let us start again from this Gemara. Toshma, Ktiyes, Baderech. A person found Ktiyes, Baderech, so now we know the translation Ktiyes means these are Teinim that started drying up. He found it baderech. Vafilu betzad sdei ktiyis. Afilu he found these ktiyis next to a sota of ktiyis. Now what is the afilu? Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ktiyis teinim shekaitzitzim oisom behizmo, that are cut with an izmol umoyo shalahen zov, and the juice starts running out, v'shoytchom besoda liyavish. So these are spread out liyavish. Vachilu bitzad sdei ktiyis. Sode sheshoytchin bo ktiyis. We find ktiyis next to a sode sheshoytchim bo ktiyis. The yoda de mahanu osu. So we know that these ktiyis come from this field. Rabbein Chananel also says the same thing on the Chav Beis, the fourth line. The mukhach milse the misode zu hein. Zmuchach, it came from this sode. Let's continue. V'chein te'ino ha'noita la'derech. You have a te'ine that is noita la'derech. U'motzo te'inim tachtel. And we find te'inim underneath it, underneath this ilon. Mutoreis mishum gezel. So one is permitted to take them for themselves. Upturis mina meiser, and it's potter from meiser because since it's hefker, so it's potter mina meiser. So the pashtis, the time of this halacha is because I assume he was miayish, and therefore one is permitted to take it, and it has a din hefker. In this, seemingly would be like Rove, that we hold Yush Olay Medas Aviyush. Bezeisim Ubacharuvim Osa. Now we have a similar halacha. We're changing the peri. It is not a Taino. It is Azayis Nacharuv is Osa. And here the pashtis, the tam of this halacha would be, because I say, Yishalem Midas, Loi Havi Yish. So we have here a reisha which seems to hold Yishalem Midas Havi Yish. We have a sefer that seems to hold Yishalem Midas Loi Havi Yish. So the Gemara says, Bishloima reisha la abaya loi kash. Reisha la abaya is not shver. That means we can understand the Mishnah according to Abaye, the whole Mishnah, Agav Dechshivi Memash Mishbu, that this is not Yush Shaloi Medas, this is Yush Midas. He is aware that the Ktsiyas fell, Ktsiyas Baderech, perhaps for all practical purposes, is speaking about that on Oivrei Derech, lost it, and he's aware that he lost it because mamash mishbu. The same case bitzat sdeik tziyis. So we'll say that the bailam is also aware that there's missing some tziyis. So he's also miyayish. He's aware of it. Taina nami, the taina made the yediya the natra. The taina, he knows that it's going to fall tainim from the ilon. We'll see in Rashi exactly why this is muta according to Abaye. So al kaponim, we have here two alochis. We have aloche by Ktsiyas that we assume it's Midas because it's Choshev, he's aware of it. We have a second aloche by a Taina, he knows that Tainim fall from the tree. He's also aware of it. So he's also Miyayish. So this is, I have here two cases of Yish Midas. The Seifer Zaysim Bacharuvim. So it's not avide de notre. So he's not aware that it's going, that these peiros will fall from the tree. So it's yishalei medas. So therefore, so it doesn't have a teiros yish, so therefore you're not allowed to take it. El seifa l'rove kashe, but the seifa according to Rove is shver. Afilu, it's not avida de notra, but if he would have known that they had fallen, he would have been miyayish. And Rava holds, Yerushalayim medas aviyish. Diktoni bezeisim abacharuvim osa. Omar Rabbi Abo Shani Zayis, hoyel bachazusoi mechiyach olot. Azayis, one can recognize where this Zayis came from. Even though Zaysim fall, may the Yediya Duchte the Inish Inishu. People know where it came from. So Mamela, if the Bailam would have been aware that it fell, he wouldn't have been miyayish. Why should he be miyayish? People will know that the zaysim fell from this zayish tree. One can recognize from the tzura of the peiros that these are the peiros, these are the zaysim from that tree. So he never would have been miyayish. So the Gemara says, if there is such a klal, that one can recognize a peiri that fell, where it came from, because the peiris of the same tree have a similarity, and one can recognize where they came from. And that is a reason why a person, if he would have known that it fell, he would not be miyayish, because he does not assume that someone will take it for themselves. They're not allowed to take it for themselves. So the reisha, the case of teino anoita baderech, anoita laderech. So why are you motza teinim tachteo? Why is it mutoris mishum gezel? The bailam is not miyayish, because the bailam is not miyayish because people will realize that the taina came from this tree because there's a similarity, the taina that fell to the taina which are on the tree. So why is he miyayish in the reisha? Omar apope taina im nefiloso nimeses. Now, let us see Rashi. Mutoris mishum gezel, afal gav dechinofal lo yoda. Now Rashi is going on teina l'chayre, or maybe Rashi is going on everything. Afal gav to be tzis baderech also, afal gav dechinofal lo yoda. When it fell, he did not know that it had fallen. Abakim de l'chi yoda, and he will know, b'yayish, so it'll be meyayish, because it's a dovish ein beisimin. Mahashta have a yish kirovit, so it is a din yish already. Uptura is mina meiser, kedin hefker, the hefker pota mina meiser. Bezeisim ubacharuvim osa ke abaye. Here it seems like abaye, that since he is unaware of the nefila, so I say, Yush lemedas, I have a Yush. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, we can be miyashiv the Mishnah. Bish loime reisha labaye, motzi leterutzi, the mikora yoda viyayish, kidemaforish v'ozol. He was aware before it fell that it's going to fall. V'yayish. I'd like to mention in Shiurei Rav Shmuel, what does this mean? Mi'ikorei yushi mi'yayish. A person has a taina tree. He knows 4 tainim will fall today. Each day around 4 tainim falls. Mikore iyushi miayish. Now, lechere, kozman, they don't fall, there's, I mean, it's not over, but it's miayish. So, Rav Shmuel wants to say, the achshav, whom is yayish, alatainim, shiachakach, munoches al horet. He's miyayish now. He knows that in the end of the day, 4 tainim from this tree will not be any more on the tree. They're going to fall. So he's now miyayish on those 4 tainim. Ulezois, afal gav dimikore lechalayish. In the beginning, kozman they don't fall. The Yish wasn't chal because it's not avud. Nothing happened. Mikom makim chal achakach mikoyach ma shenis yayish mikoydim. So Rav Shmuel says that means since he's aware that they will fall, he's not naive. He knows that by the end of the day, 4 tainim will fall. So he's aware of them, so he's miyayish now, and those 4 tainim, and the yish is chal later, because of the maise yish and the yediyah that he has now. So that's called a yish midas. So that is, according to Abaye, we can understand the Reisha. According to Rove, we had a problem. It says, V'zeisim b'charu v'moser. So Rashi says, V'salke daitach mishum d'loy avidi d'notri. The Gemara held, because there's a difference between Te'inim and Zeisim. Zeisim are not shriach to fall. V'lekele meymar yoda de yayish, he knew that at the end of the day, for Zeisim will fall. Zeisim don't fall so readily. So there's no yish whatsoever on the Zeisim that will fall, since they don't fall so readily. It's not shriach they should fall. And then Lamaise, some Zeisim fell, or some Cheruvim fell. When he'll find out, he'll be Miyayish. But it's not, when he'll find out it's Yish, but now it doesn't have a Teres Yish. So this halacha of Zeisim v'charuvim is very good according to Abaye, because Lamaisa, when they fall, he's unaware of the Nafila. Tafilu, if he would have known that they had fallen, he would be Miyash, but since he doesn't know, so there's no Yish. So this is Akash and Rove. So Rove answered, Omar Rabbi Abo, Shani Zayis, Hoyel, Bachazusoi, Mechiach Olo. So Rabbi said, Azayis is different, Chazusoi, Mechiach Olo, Marisoi, Nikar, Shalmihu. From the Mare of the Zayis, you can see from which tree it came. Hilkach morei lichiyode de nofal loy miyayish. The Balabos, if he would know now when it fell, that it had fallen, he won't be miyayish. If a person passes by this zayis, he sees zayisim on the floor, a person won't take it. He realizes that the zayis fell from this tree. The Meima Omar Kuli Alme Yodi Didininu. Everyone knows it's mine. Vlay Hefka Hang, and it's not Hefka. Vlay Shakli Lu. They'll know it comes from this tree. They're not Hefka. No one will take it, so it's not Miyayish. So it's Meiridik. So Rove just said that it's not, you considered it's Yush Shaloi Medas. If he would have known that it had fallen, he would have been Miyayish. You put a raya connected me that Yush Shaloi Medas loy have a Yush. So Rabbi says, no. If this person would have known that it's fallen, would not have been Miyayish. What reason is there to be Miyayish? Everyone realizes that this Zayis comes from this tree, they know it's mine, so no one's going to take it. So I'm not Miyayish. So therefore, if a person sees, he's not allowed to take it for himself. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me a Yesod, that one can recognize where this Peri grew, since there's a striking similarity between this Peri and the other Peris which are on the tree, so the Gemara is a kasha, say, bezoi teine anoita laderech, why are you allowed to take the teine? People will realize that it comes from this tree. So the Gemara says, no, a teine is different. Teine im nefiloso nimeses. Hilkach, since it becomes nimis, given the idea, the notra mi kora mi yayish, mishum mi isuse, the mechinofla lechshiva alei umafkelo. Now, there's a lot of things to speak about on this Rashi, but before we speak about this Rashi, the pashtis of Rashi is that A taina is different than a zayas. A zayas, it seems, is a stronger peri. It falls and it doesn't become nimis. So there's no reason for him to be miyayish. So he's not miyayish. People know where it came from. So they won't take it away. So there's no reason to be miyayish. A taina, im nefilosa nimesis, a taina is a soft, squishy type of a fruit. So he says, miyayish mishum miyisusa. Fine. That's the Gemara. Now, my chavrus says takashe, and l'davoini, I didn't find anyone should speak about it, but the hemshech of the Mishnah is terribly difficult to understand. According to Rava, we're saying now that if a person knows where this fruit came from, so the Bailam is not miyayish. If a person who passes by can figure out where the fruit came from, a person is not miyayish. So what is the aloche? We had, the Mishnah started, vafilu bitzad stei ktsiyos. You found ktsiyos, bitzad stei ktsiyos. And Rashi said, tainim vafilu bitzad stei ktsiyos, sodi shesheitchem baktsis di yoda de mahani osu. And you know it came from that field. The Gemara, for some reason, did not ask any kashas from an Rove, from this Mishnah. The Gemara no yes a kasha from a taino. The taino says im nefiloso nimesis. It falls. There's a height. It falls from a taino tree on the ground. It's nimis, and since he knows about it, he's meyayish. Fine, but by ktsiyos, the Gemara doesn't mention one word about this. And the Rabbeinu Hananel, which we mentioned, when he speaks about, he brings down the Vafilu Besat Lotzian and Afrofala from his Vafilu Besat Steiktitzes, okay, there's a Girsektitzes, Mutoris Mishugezel. Mishum she'elu aktsitzos dovo choshev, hein, memash mishben kosho, it's a dovo choshev, v'alolu af al pi she'hein b'tzad sodek tzutzos, de muchacha milse de misode zu, hein, fanis yayish men, kamo yamois, because he knows about it. Why is he miyayish, hein mishamayim? Why is he miyayish? He knows about it, but the Gemara just told us a yisod, that if a person knows where it came from, he won't take it away. It's a dava pella ma'it. No one speaks about it. That's the biggest pella. I couldn't find anyone to speak about it. Okay, that's a mezhe de kehore. Now let's go back to this Rashi. Let's go see this Rashi again. The Gemara tires kekashe, if Rav said a yisod, that one can recognize from where the peri fell from, some emele, so then he's not miyayish, because everyone will know it came from that tree. So the Gemara asks, teina hanoita laderech, so why is he miyayish? So the Gemara answers, Hilkach im nefilos animesis. Hilkach, given the idea de natra, since he knows that it will fall, mikor miyayish, mishum miyisusa. So the gedoyle achroinim, the lechem mishne, chem de shloime, the nachlas David, they all ask a mordike kashe. We're up to Rava now. Rava holds it. When we were learning the Mishnah according to Abaye, we had a problem. And Taina, Anoite, Laderech, he doesn't know that it fell. So the Rama says, no, pain and fall. He knows about it. Mikori Yushim Yayish. He knows. This is such a concept, Mikori Yushim Yayish. Because he knows it's going to fall. According to Rove, this whole Yisoid of Mikore, we don't have to say it. Rove holds, if you don't know now, it'd be Miyayish, some male, not to say Mikore. Rove had a problem by Zaysim, if you would have known now, we would have been Miyayish. So the Gemara says, no, but Zaysim, you're not Miyayish, because people will realize that it fell from desires, so he's not Miyayish. So the Gemara says, so Ebezoi, why by Tainim are you allowed to take it? The people also know that it comes from this tree. So the Gemara should have said, no, but since when it falls, it becomes Nimis, so if he would have known that it fell, he would have been Miyayish. Why do you have to say Mikore Yushim Miyayish? The Mikore, this was only mentioned according to Abaye, this whole shtick Torah that you can tell which tree it came from, this was Rav's shtick Torah. Till Rav, the Gemara understood you can't tell which tree it came from. And it's Yerushalayim Medas. And by Zaysim Yerushalayim Medas lay Abayush. And Tainim, since Mikore made the idea, so it's Abayush. According to Abaye, it was like this. Rav had a problem, so Rav said, you saw it, you know that, if he knows, he wouldn't be Miyayish, because he can tell from where it came from. Someone says, if he knows, so what's with Atayna? No, Atayna, it's Nimis, so he's Miyayish, because... So, but why did Rashi have to mention that, Hilker Kivin, the Yediyah, the Natra Mikore? We're talking about a Rover now. According to Abaye, we have no problem whatsoever. According to this Yisod that you can tell from which tree it came from, this was Rover's Ashtik Torah. According to Abaye, we don't have to say this Ashtik Torah. And according to Rover, you don't have to say the Mikore, the Kim the Yedid, the Natra, Mikore, Miyayish. So this, the Gedoyle Achoinim ask on Rashi. So the Nachlas David and the Chemde Shloime say a teretz that to me aside is a Ramban. We yes the Kasha and Rove. Yes the Kasha and Rove. But why can you take a Zayis? The Gemara was under the impression till now. If he would have known that it would fall, it would have been Miyayish. He doesn't know. Rav holds Yishlam Edas Abiyish. So Amar Rabbi Bo Shani Zayis Oyel B'Chazusay Mechiyacholov. The Ramban says Rabbi Bo was much before Rabbi. Rabbi Bo was a previous Amire. When the Gemara brings down Rabbi Bo did not say this as a teretz. To for Rabbi, that Rabbi holds, that is pshat in the Mishnah, that Rabbi holds he wouldn't be Miyayish. The Gemara brings a memra of Rabbi Abo, who was much before Rabbi, and Rabbi Abo said facts of life. That chazuse mechiyacholov. See, these are facts of life. That when you see a zayis on the ground, on a desk, you can tell it came from this tree. The minute Rabbi Abo said this, so now Abaye is also in hot water. Abaye is also in hot water. So now, till now we were learning, if he would have known, he would have been Miyayish, because he doesn't have any simen. It's Yishalei Medas, like Abaye, Yishalei Medas, that's what we were learning. But the minute we bring down this memra of Rav Abo, so Memele, now we're coming into a new problem. That means we're coming into a problem that there's no reason for him to be Miyayish. So the Kasha, because it's Nikar, it's Adav Shesh Bei Simen. So the Kasha, after we have this Memra of Rav Abo, now the Kasha of Taina is a Kasha according to everyone. How can you take a Taina? How can you take the Peri? So now, Rava will say, well, Yusha Lamidas, have a Yusha. But Abaye has this problem. Abaye can't say this. So therefore, Rashi had to say Mikore to fan for Abaye. That means after we see Rava Boz Yisod, that it's a Dovo Sheyesh by Simon, so we, this Teretz of Nemesis is Negeya to Abaye also. So that's why Rashi says Mikore to take care of Abaye. That's what the Achlas David says, the Chamda Shloime says. I saw Mishnah Salevi brings from the Bichas Avrom, then I saw later the Mayone Chochma also says this. A beautiful Teretz. The din is that if you find a Taino under the Taino Baderech, is you're allowed to keep it. Why is how you're allowed to keep him? Because Mishum Gezel, it's in the Pturus Minamaisis. Why is how you're allowed to keep it? We are speaking about a person who did not find a squished Taina. This person who found a squished Taina, just like the Balabos, its name is for the Balabos, its name is for whoever found it either. I mean, just like... He's meyayis from it. What does he hear from it? So the person that finds it also won't pick it up. We're speaking about a different case over here. We're speaking about a case that a tainer fell down and Baruch Hashem, you have a beautiful tainer, didn't squish. So now Rashi had a problem, a tremendous problem. So now, why is he allowed to take it? I know where it came from. If the Bailam would have known that it fell ganz, he wouldn't be Miyash. It's a whole taina. So Memele, so that's why Rashi says, I got news for you. Mikori Yushi Miyash. That means that's why Rashi had to come. Afil according to Rove, you can't use the concept of Yushaloi Medas over here by a taina. Because by a taina, if he would have known that it didn't, if you wouldn't cheshbon with the mikore that he was marking it because he knows they squish, some melech who said if he would have known now that this had fallen, he would have been miyash chas v'sholem. If he would have known now exactly what happened, that the tainer fell and it did not squish, and a person who sees it knows exactly where it came from, some melech, why should he be miyash? Yena knows it came from me, why should I be miyash? So Memela, that's why Rashi said, you know why you're allowed to keep the Taina? Because Mikori Yushimiyash, I feel according to Rove, we're talking about since most of the time, when Tainim fall, they get squished. So he was Mikori Miyash from all the Tainim already. When the force of Philo Lamaisa, I have a Taina that fell and didn't get squished, but Lamaisa, you're allowed to take it because he was Miyash before. That's why Rashi had felt it necessary to mention Mikore. You can't say Yush Lamedas have a Yush, because if he'd worked with Yush Lamedas, if he would have known now, he wouldn't have been the Yush, because the mice had fell without becoming squished. That's what the Birchas Avrom says, and the Ayon Echochme say. Taino, let us see Taisvis. Taino nami meide yediye denotro. Now Tosis is going to explain the sugya according to Abaye and according to Rav. Page. Bishloima labaye, teina mutaris. Given the regilis who the notro, since the regilis is that it falls. Bikorem is yayish. Lefisha sova. Now, but when we were up to Abaye, no one knew anything about the nemesis and those, no one knew anything about it. This was Rav's problem. But now we're going according to Abaye. So Taisa says like this, Bishlam labaye taina muteres kim de regilus ude natra mikore misyayish lafisha sovam shaha moitzi yikochena. He is under the assumption that the person who finds it will take it. Ki hu la yeda shenofla min ha'ilam. I mean, this was all rubbish, a shtikteire, that he knows it comes from the tree. According to Abaye, we didn't have all these akdomas. So according to the Abaya, we learned as follows. We learned that given the regilacy the notra, since by attaining the Peirush usually for, Mikora Mesiyash, Levisha Sobo, Shamaitzi Yikochena, because he's under the impression that the one who finds it will take it for himself. Ki hu la yoda shanof laminilo. The person who finds it does not know it came from the Ilam. Elasavo maivre drachim nafla. He holds that it someone dropped it. Someone dropped it, and this is Elasavo who maivre drachim nafla. And they'll take it. Ubezeisim ubacharubim also. Loyavidi denotri. They don't fall. Aval gadim hoya yedeya denoflo hoya mesiai. Stofish oivrim drachim yikru. Ki yitlo denoflo me oivre drachim. That means the same reason. A person is miyayish from Atena, according to Abaye, because people will take it away under the assumption it fell from Eivrei Drochim. But the same reason they'll take Zeisim Vanovim also, Zeisim Vachovim also. Aber hashte deloyoda. But now he doesn't know that it fell. Savo shalei naflu. So the Baal Azayis holds that it didn't fall down. Asura, so therefore it's also the avulayu shalemidas. Avulay rove, the avayush amayosa. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to Rove, if he would have known that it fell, he would have been miyaych, because the Ivrei Drochim are going to take it under the assumption that it fell from different Ivrei Drochim. So Memele, So why is it also? The imtaima, factoises akasha, imdinhu litlois ba'ivrei drachim. Now, according to Abaye, we said, the reason he is miayish is because he knows people will take it because there'll be toile that it fell from ivrei drachim. We're saying by Zeisim, since he does not know that it fell, so this year Shalom Edas. Fraktois was amur de kekashe. Im dinu litlois ba oivrei drochim beloi be ilon sheetzloi, amai also be Zeisim ba charubim. So Tois is afilo according to Abai is also shver. That means, if I can rightfully assume that it fell from my Ivrei Drochim, so what did Abaye say? Abaye said, well, you can't take it because the Bailam doesn't know about it, because it's not Shriach Tafur. It didn't fall from this tree, it fell from my Ivrei Drochim. So if it fell from my Ivrei Drochim, so I can take it because it fell from my Ivrei Drochim. And therefore I can take it for myself. Now, l'chayre, I think from Taisvus we see, I mean, the Gemara said before that, k'tzias achshivi mamashmish bahu. So, could be Tainama also Choshev. So, Memele, I mean, Tainama Ktsias. Tainama Ktsias are all one mean. Now, if Taisvis asks that one should be able to take Zeisim Cheruvim, since I can assume they fell from Ivrei Drochim, but who says the Ivrei Drochim know that they dropped it? So, L'chayre, you have to say that Zeisim and Cheruvim are also Choshev. Or else Taisus wouldn't have a kasha. So Mamela, so Taisus is asking now a kasha, why is it good according to Abaye? The Siba of the Yush is because people assume that it did not fall from the tree. It fell from Ivrei Drochim, that's why they take it. So Zeisim Mechum, they should be permitted to take it also because of this Cheshbon. V'yeshloimar, so Tosfos says now, anu yesod. D'bedin vade ein litleis pa'ibrei drochem. Between you and me, if you see a peri underneath a tree, and you have a suffix, where did it come from? Did it come from oibrei drochem? Did it come from the tree? Before Rovas Yisoy da Chazusa Mechiechol, before that, one should not be permitted to take it because the Zicher, a mokem to think it fell from the tree. Badai, the Bedin Badai in little is by Friedrich, not allowed to take it. Ella Bilo. Ella Shabailim Misyashim. The Bailim Armiyayish. Bayatayne. V'fishesvurim sh'oibrei drochim d'loimalu yoirei heteire beperes hanimts shen moitzim v'yitlom b'oibrei drochim. So Tosfos says, amoyre de kipshat over here. That means, between you and me, if you have elechiyidin, only elechiyidin walking on the drochim, according to Abaye, the Bible would never be miyayish. You see, there's a tree. You see a peri underneath the tree. It's zicher a mokem li'stapek that it fell from the tree. So an elach yidir have a chofetz chayim, he wouldn't take it for himself. Could be it fell from the tree. And so what right I have to take it? So therefore, by zaysim v'charuvim, an elach yidir has to think that it fell from the zayis. Why is the Bailam Miyayish by Te'enim? Because he knows there's not Elach Yidim also. Not Elach, there's different Madrigas. The Yidim, which are Moira Heter. That means, well, who says it fell from the tree? It could be a good Erech also. It don't have to be so Machmer, so Memele. So, since there are such people also who are Moira Heter, when there's such a suffix, so that's why the Bailam are miyayish, by tainim, since they know they fall, and they know there's not elach yidin that will come and take it. So memele, so therefore by tainim he's miyayish. By zaysim and charuvim, since he doesn't know that they fall, so it's yishlem edas. So that's why, according to Abaye, it's very good. According to Rove, Moir Akasha, since Yishlam Midas have Yish, so if he would have known that it fell, he would have been Miyayish. That was the most Kasha, according to Rove. V'im Taima im Kain, my Porech L'Rove, if there is such a Musik, that an elach yid should be toiled that it fell from that tree. Neima de zeisim v'charuvim asiri, mishum de la'acher sheyedu abaylim shenoflu, loynis yayishu, lefi sheyoydim shehamoytzi lo yikrem, sheyitla shenoflu mineilen, kasher emes, shen litlois baibrei drochem. So why did Rove have to say a new halacha that Chazusay Mechiyachol, which is a psayasod, that you can tell when you're looking at the tree, you can figure out if it fell from that tree? Why did he say all these yasodis? Say one thing. Say, Fakel, you're muchach to say that an elach yid is not allowed to take it. So the whole yish, according to Abaye, Tosfos had to say, is because this light there, Yidin, which are not so Eloh, which are Moira Heter to themselves. Good, Abaye held like that. Rove is to hold like Abaye. Rove held Fakert. No, you don't have to declare that these are not Eloh Yid. And Memele, the Bailam, if you would have known that it fell, it wouldn't be Miyayish because an Eloh Yid won't take it. V'yeshloima, Sotosfos says, Dim Einom Misyayishim, if you'll say, that the Bailam are not Misyayish because they assume that all the Ivri Drochim are Elach Yidin and they'll attribute that the Zayas fell from the Ilam, So if Rav held this, so we have a problem. Why are you allowed to take it by Taina? The same Elachiyid, which will assume that the Zaysim came from this tree, will assume that the Taina came from this tree. That's why the Gemara is Takashi. So Rav al-Kochach also has to be made to this Yisod, that the Bailam are Chayish from Inchi de Leimali, so why by Zaysim is it also? Miu, is forim de Garcine, Shani Zayis hoyu v'zeisoi mechiyach olo. Not Chazusoi mechiyach olo, no, the Gemara says, Mamish what Tosfos wanted to say. That Shani Zayis hoyu
Pshat the Gemara's Teretz, that since there's a tree, Zayse Mechi Chalof, there's a tree here, you can people will attribute that it fell from this tree. The Bizam Turitz Mashik Shino, that's the Teretz. Klima, that's Taki the Teretz. Lavishem Tachas Azayitz. Yachshibu Abaylum Shamaitzi Laikam, that's good for what the Gemara answered Taki. That the Bailam is not Miyayish, because he knows that Ivrei Drochem Ha'elah. Shamaitzi Layitchem lit lies by Ivrei Drochem.
So the Gemara, oh, so I'm a Zayt, so there's Elohim in a Chorish for nothing, it's laid them out of the Ur Mani. I will pay him if he lost on an others. Pay this Mitlach Lachris, and he met at the end of Unakirun. So the Kirk, according to this Gyusa, the Gemara, that I answered, what thanks to Sitzit, that Robert Bechlar is not highest thing to the Ur Mani, so Mary Lee Shiny Zayt, the Zayt, if the tree is here, so people will not take it because they know you can attribute it at the bottom of the street. And I said, it's already paying us for the 10 minutes. It's Miss Lachlan, it's the necessary market. I know, the leaves fall, that's what I'm saying, because it's like, me here, what up. Leaves on my dollars, it's like, 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 I don't know what we're thinking about in Jerusalem Valley. I mean, usually in Valley, we're thinking here, that's how they come from the tree, they come from the tree, there's no, they talk away from them. So the answer is, I think it came from the tree. Where have you been so poor? I just don't understand why there's so many people that walk by.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.